Maria, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
This is very unusual. Newsrooms, perk. Someone in each newsroom, get to a computer and start writing down this woman's story. Maria, what happened?
Well, Joe, I'll tell you my story from the beginning. I was widowed 20 years ago, very suddenly, very tragically.
Okay.
My children were devastated. Our world was ripped apart.
Right.
It happened virtually overnight. Life was tough for a long, long time for me and my kids. Only for my amazing family and friends, I don't know how we would have survived.
Okay.
I went back to work full time, reared three lovely, caring, kind children who are now parents themselves.
Yeah.
Went back to work, kept going, and a few years ago, I met a lovely companion.
Yeah.
We go dancing on holiday, socialising together. I never, ever thought my life could be that good again. Until a couple of weeks ago, I got a knock on my door from the Department of Social Protection.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
They wanted to know.
And when you say this one person or two people or one person?
One.
One. Okay.
Yes. And
they flashed your ID card.
Yeah.
And what did you think the minute you saw the card?
I didn't know.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know what was happening. I had no idea. They were very nice and very courteous and asked me if I could call into the office the next day, which I duly did.
Mm.
I did ask them at the door what it was about.
Yeah, they could have written to you to call into the office. Anyway.
Exactly, exactly.
So they called to your door, flashed the ID, which you have to do.
They had called three times previous to that, but okay. I wasn't there.
And you didn't get any written communication?
Nothing at all.
And you said, what's all this about? What did they say?
They said it was a general review of my circumstances.
Mm.
And I said, what circumstances are they? They said, we're just checking that your circumstances haven't changed.
Yeah.
And I said, well, no.
Yeah.
I'm still a widow, if that's what you're asking me.
Yeah.
When I went into the office then, they proceeded to ask me very personal questions, such as, are you cohabiting? Have you remarried recently?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been abroad? When you go on holiday, do you go alone?
What?
I was amazed by all of this. I couldn't believe it. But I gathered from the line of questioning, Joe, mm-hmm. that somebody had called them or told them something. I'm not sure. But my reason for sending you the email was because there are a lot of widows and widowers all over Ireland who are living in fear and are afraid to move on, and it causes them great anxiety and stress along with serious mental health issues because they are not allowed to remarry or cohabit. They cannot even stay one night with their companion without losing their pension.
And where do you now stand as regards your widow's pension? Your survivor's pension, it's called.
My survivor's pension will be taken off me if I remarry or cohabit. So what they're doing, basically, I want to highlight this for all widows and widowers.
But Maria, did they actually say to you, and excuse me if I'm prying, and check me if I am, feel free. But Maria, did they say to you, how often does your companion stay in your house and overnight, whatever that means, and how often do you stay in his house overnight? So that's the first question. There's two questions there. And the third question is, when you go on holidays, because they asked you about that, do you and your companion share the same cabin on a cruise or the same bedroom?
No, they didn't ask me that. But they were trying to find that out.
Okay.
forgive
me. Forgive me for this lunacy. What has the country come to? They're trying to find out, Maria. They're trying to find, and they're doing their job, I presume. But they're trying to find out. What are they trying to find out, by the way?
Well, they want to take your money off you because you're not right. This is the way it is in Ireland.
Okay.
If you're a widow,
yes,
or a widower,
yes,
they don't want you to move on. You cannot have a companion. You cannot be seen in public as a couple. You cannot present yourself as a couple. You cannot look to be too close. You can't cohabit. You can't remarry. And my point, Joe, is you go to any social dance event in the country, any weekend, it's full of people like me. They're keeping fit. They're happy.
I know, and that's great. It's great. But, but Marie, I'm trying to work out what is, like, if your brother moved into your house, okay,
yes,
would they take your widow's pension off you? No, your line is gone there. Come back after this break with a hopefully a better line.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Sorry, Maria, I was asking if your brother lived with you, would you lose your widow's pension?
Yes, probably. You're not allowed to live with anybody.
But say your brother is living with you and is not he's dependent on you. He's fallen on hard times or has... Anyway, and...
Well, we need to ask them that question, don't we?
But hang on. But you're saying this... But did they say to you, is your companion your brother?
No.
Okay. Did they say to you, is your companion... I don't know where I'm going with these questions. What were they trying to find out?
They were trying to find out if we were married, apparently.
But you're not married. That's easy to find out. That's a public record.
Yes, I know. But, Joe, this is happening to a lot of people. We are very vulnerable in our society. And the government are spending a lot of money on mental health awareness campaigns all over the country. But the biggest group of people who are suffering from mental health issues are the elderly. People... pensioners who are living on their own, they are forcing us into a life of isolation and loneliness because we're not allowed to have a companion.
Well, you can't have a companion, but they say you lose your state benefit.
You lose your... Now, my pension, Joe, is based on my late husband's stamps.
Okay.
He paid those in order to give his widow, should anything happen, a very small income of my own. So I don't see why they should take that away from me because I'm moving forward with my life.
And Maria, you mentioned earlier your husband died suddenly and tragically. Okay, did they say to you, like, you've been a widow? How long have you been a widow? Can I ask again? 20?
Nearly 20 years.
So what age was your husband when he died? Can I ask?
40.
My God. And what was that, a car crash or...
No, it was a very sudden illness.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Did they say to you, what is the underlying context here? Are they saying, hang on, this woman is widow for 20 years. Surely she's met someone. Or was it the Valley of the Squinting Windows where they got a phone call saying?
I think it was the Valley of the Squinting Windows myself.
Okay.
Because my friend and companion was also called on few days later.
And did you, when you were being questioned, did they ask you who your companion was?
Yes.
Did you tell them?
No.
Well done.
No.
Well done.
Because it's
none of their business.
It's none of their business, Joe. And I also find it's very, very personal questioning.
Absolutely. And what does companion mean? Who makes this? Who takes out a ruler or who takes out benchmarks? Oh, actually, if you're doing ABC, well, then you must be cohabiting. And if you are, if he does stay overnight, do they say to you, does he stay in the same room or what's the... Anyway, none of my business.
I don't know anyone else's
business. Okay, Maria, when will you get the adjudication?
I've no idea. That was the line of questioning, but I was so shocked by it and upset by it that I said, I'm going to highlight it with you and thank you very much for giving me airtime. And I would like to get other widows and widowers talking about this and let's see if we can get things changed because it isn't fair. that we are forced into a life of isolation we've been widowed.
Okay, points well made. Thanks indeed, Marie, and kind regards to you and all your friends, including any special friends that you have in your life, and well done. That's Maria. Ruth Kennington's on sound. Maeve Mooney is the BCO, and your woman producer. And Ray Darcy's next.
1850 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.